All right, my name is Timothy Jacobs. I'm 25 years old. Today's date is April 15th, 2018. I'm speaking with Darlene and Anne, who are my parents. We are recording this interview in Nashville, Tennessee. Tell me about how, when, where, and how you two met.
This startling talking. I had started a new job, and Anne worked there as well. I had not met her yet, but they told me that the other girl that worked there was running late. It was a Monday, and they said she usually is running late because she has big boat weekends. And sure enough, she come in about 15 or 20 minutes late, all sunburnt and looking all cute. And that's how we met.
And when and where was it?
It was in Nashville, Tennessee at a workplace called Notify MD.
July 2000.
It was around July 1st or 2nd.
And when did you begin dating?
Probably, I think our first date was in August. I was actually headed to a wedding of a friend of mine in Gatlinburg, and we went out for the first time the night before I left for Gatlinburg. Wow. And we went to a restaurant called Bennigan, which does not exist here in Nashville anymore, but we went out after work.
All right. Same-sex marriage was legalized on June 26, 2015. So you two were together for 15 years by the time it was legalized.
Yes.
How did things like government or politicians and the media and things like pop culture, like television, treat gay people before it was clear that gay marriage was going to be legalized?
Well, I think for a lot of years several years, TV in particular probably has tried to depict better showing the same-sex couples.
Will and Grace was one of the first.
Yeah, I mean, they were big. I don't know the question.
So that was Ann talking. The startling again. So
I think they can tell.
Okay. So I think compared to say the 80s and 90s, the 2000s leading up to gay marriage definitely got better. Gay marriage would get talked about, although mostly in a negative light, but it was still talked about. And, you know, I think gay people overall just had decided that marriage would probably never happen for us. So this whole thing started called a civil union, which wasn't really, you know, recognized, by our government, but, it was a way to, have a commitment to each other. You know, do paperwork to show that, you know, y'all are together as a married couple. But, I mean, it wouldn't stand up in court. I mean, just for instance, you being my biological son, if I had passed away, you could have easily taken everything from Ann because we weren't married even though we'd been together 15 years.
Wow.
And even though we had paperwork in order, and it wouldn't have mattered.
And, like, turned away if you're, like, in surgery?
Yes. Let's just say we've been together 15 years before gay marriage was legalized. If I had showed up at the ER to visit Ann, they could have turned me away because I'm not a family member.
When I was in the hospital, did they ever try to turn Ann away?
Well, you were at Vanderbilt, and I'm going to let Ann take this one because as the stepmom, she really got to watch how she was treated. And I really want her to answer this because it's near and dear to her heart.
Well, it was 100% not an issue at Vanderbilt that I had no biological connection to you. As a matter of fact, I feel I was treated very much as your parent, as your equal parent. When they would come in and ask questions, I mean, I knew your history. I've been with you since you were 7 and a half. When Darlene was doing other stuff, I was able to answer those questions. Vanderbilt never once made me feel like I was not your legal parent, or they never questioned me being there. They asked me questions, let me answer questions, and it was a good experience. And I'm kind of getting off topic here, but another place that it never was a problem for me was when you guys were in school. I'd spend a lot of time in your elementary school volunteering and doing stuff that I could attend teacher-parent conferences, and it was never an issue there either. So I have never felt the discrimination that many people have.
Because technically, Vanderbilt could have.
Absolutely.
The schools could have. So, you know, and it does happen. I mean, there are multiple cases where partners are turned away at hospitals, mm-hmm. or, you know, another family, an actual blood family member will show up and not approve of that relationship and completely tell the hospital that that person is not allowed to see their partner of 8, 10, 9, 20 years, and it doesn't matter. Well, it didn't.
But we had to take extra steps to get power of attorneys and make sure legally we had everything in order, that if one of us did end up in the hospital and there was going to be a problem, we had legal documentation that would hopefully protect us. There was no guarantee.
And a judge signing off on it and everything, a blood family member could have still ripped us of those rights because we weren't legally married.
Wow. With us living in the South, though Nashville is pretty liberal, did either of y'all feel uncomfortable or unsafe about, like, holding hands walking down the street or kissing in front of people? Or, 'cause I know, like, in the past, it was a big deal where, like, customers in restaurants would, like, not want to be seated next to gay couples.
Mm-hmm. I can say this. I didn't used to freely hold Anne's hand in public or kiss her in public, even just a peck on the cheek, in fear of what could happen. But I freely do that now, and we've not had any issues. But, I mean, definitely not. I wouldn't have done it 10 years ago.
I agree with that assessment. Nothing ever technically ever happened, but I think we were careful so that it wouldn't.
Because we would see it happen to other people. So, you know, there's stories even today where lesbian couples are attacked and raped and brutalized all because they're gay. And that still happens today in 2018.
What was I about to ask? Did either of you think that you would live to see gay marriage become legalized within your lifetime?
Absolutely not.
No, I don't think it would happen.
I actually remember a few years ago a Facebook memory coming up from you, Tim, that said, "Mom, look, you know, 5 states have legalized gay marriage. Do you think you'll see it in your lifetime where every state?" I said, I wrote in that post, "I won't see it in my lifetime, but I think you'll see it in yours."
Wow.
State by state, we never would have seen it. Tennessee wouldn't have done it.
No way.
It had to become a federal law before we would have seen it. I mean, Tennessee's still trying to take our marriage away, so we never would have seen it without federal intervention.
Yeah, there are still lawmakers out there that try to push laws to overturn. They want to make Tennessee a state that does not recognize gay marriage, and they don't care how much federal funding they lose in order to do that.
So gay marriage was legalized on
June 26th, or was it July?
June 26th, 2015.
How soon after that were you two married?
We got married on September 4th, 2015. It was our 15-year anniversary together.
And why did we pick that day, Ann?
So that I would not have to remember two anniversaries. Because I wouldn't have been able to do it, Ellen. So, about 5-6 weeks after we got married. We were actually, before it was legalized, planning on going to Chicago, where it was already legal, and to get married. We had decided, even though that it wasn't federally recognized, we were going to do it. And then, that morning, sitting and watching CNN and seeing the announcement. It was pretty awesome.
Where did you two get married, and how, or what was your wedding like?
Well, we got married in Nashville in our backyard. And I let Darlene talk about our wedding because she was our wedding planner.
Well, we had raised the kids in Wilson County, which is a very conservative county, but they have incredible schools. So we went there for the school system. And as soon as our youngest, Brittany, graduated from high school, we decided it was time to come back to Nashville. So we started looking in Nashville and realizing that prices had skyrocketed and it wasn't looking very promising that we would get to come to Nashville and live. So I ended up reaching out to my mom, who still owned the house that I grew up in. She was renting it out at the time. And I thought it'd be fun to renovate. So it has a huge backyard, and it's just, you know, a little modest three-bedroom, one-bath home, but it was perfect for the two of us. And so we reached out to her. She agreed, and we bought the house from her and completely renovated it. And had our wedding in our backyard. We had a tent, a huge tent, and a DJ, a dance floor, and family and friends, and celebrated into the night our marriage.
Nice.
Mhm.
How do you feel about the America's response to the legalization of gay marriage and how people have acted since that decision has been made?
I think as a whole, if you look at polls and surveys, I think it's been a fairly positive response. And the reason is people, I think since marriage is legal, people are more open with who they are. So more people realize, oh, I do know somebody gay and they're just the same as me.
Yeah, I'm overwhelmed by the response. I never thought I'd see the day where so many people would be excited for me for getting married and to a woman, and it not feel, you know, like judgments being set on me for it. I've been overwhelmed by the response of America itself, and even other countries have followed suit. Some went before us and some have went after us. So I think it's great. I think it's going to help a lot of aspects with our teens that are growing up gay and being able to be out way, way quicker than we ever considered being out. And I think it's awesome. Politicians have definitely evolved in that area.
And I just have one final question. What was the response of your friends and family after y'all were getting married? Were there any negative reactions? Were there people that refused to accept it or come? Or how was the overall reaction to?
The overall reaction was great. Anne's family came all the way from Green Bay, and actually her cousins, who are probably more like sisters, walked her down the aisle. Both you and your sister walked me down the aisle. My mom was here, my dad, my youngest brother. So I'd say overall, everybody was happy for us and excited for us. My older brother and his wife and my niece and nephew declined to come. my older brother does not agree with gay marriage and has since been faced with the fact that his own daughter's gay. So, you know, he'll come around eventually or he'll end up losing her as well. But overall, I was happy. I didn't want people at my wedding that didn't support us and did not 100% want to be here and celebrate that with us. I wouldn't have wanted him here with his negativity anyways.
Yeah.
We only have people here we wanted here that would support us. I mean, truly. But it's not like we had to exclude anybody.
Right.
It's not like we had to say, oh, well, they'll be uncomfortable. It really wasn't an issue, at least for me.
Yeah, I mean, I invited my older brother, but they didn't come, so.
All right. And then you had a couple questions for me from the perspective of somebody that grew up with same-sex parents.
Right. Okay, so you're 25 now. You were 7 when Anne came into our life.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us from your perspective, being that was elementary school, middle school, high school, your perspective of things you had to deal with that were maybe a little different because you had two moms, and how you dealt with those.
There were instances where you would have kids like make fun of you that you have two moms or that your parents are gay. There wasn't like a huge amount of people that would do stuff like that, but I mean, it was something that happened. And
did you notice that was more in elementary school, middle school, high school?
Yeah, by high school it wasn't really a thing anymore, but elementary school and middle school, it was definitely something that kids cared about. But I mean,
did they actually care about it, or would they just use it when they were mad at you as a way to...
It was mainly just if they learned that that was
okay.
The case.
So they wouldn't even necessarily be mad at you. They would just hear about it.
And... Yeah, and another thing would be, like, kids telling me that, like, your parents are sinners. They're going to hell. They just need to find Jesus or God. But, realistically, I mean, I would say the majority of people either didn't care or were just
didn't have
were completely supportive of it. But it was definitely the minority that were that thought it was like really odd and would poke fun about it.
So tell us about your biological father compared to your gay stepmom who actually raised you and what the differences there are.
My biological father was abusive in relationships that he was in with various women, and was kind of just like quick to anger and was kind of had a pretty troubled past, though.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really excuse it, but Anne, on the other hand, was, I guess, also quick to anger, but
about to find out.
But a lot more like active about trying to like be there and be like a parent, be helpful, but also try to be like a friend you can talk to and stuff like that.
Right. So Like, do you, if you could go back and change how you grew up, what is there anything you'd want to change about it?
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, everything that happened turned me into who I am today, which I'm happy with who I am right now.
Well, tell us who you are today. Being raised by two gay women, I'm sure you must be like a druggie and, you know, homeless and all that. So tell us about your life right now.
Well, I am...
And that's Darlene speaking.
I just graduated Middle Tennessee University last year with a degree in history and political science.
A double major, right?
Right. Yeah. And now I'm working at the Tennessee State Capitol as a legislative assistant.
And are you gay?
No, I'm not gay.
Oh.
I have a girlfriend. We live near the Nashville airport.
Okay. So being raised by gay people didn't make you gay?
It didn't make me gay and didn't turn into some morally corrupt person.
All right. And what tell us, you know, everybody that would say to you, your parents are living in sin and they need Jesus. What's your take on all that?
I mean, I understand their religious beliefs and why they're saying these things, but I also think it seems a little misguided and kind of just like an outdated way of thinking, especially just hating somebody because they're different or just because you don't agree with how they're living their life when they're not hurting anybody.
So how different do you think your life would be had you been raised by, say, your dad and your other stepmom?
Which one?
Adele. How do you think, how different do you think your life would be today if you had been raised in that household?
Probably would not be, I mean, I definitely wouldn't be where I am today, but I mean, I think it would have been a step backwards from where I am today. I don't know where that would have taken me. But
well, I mean, you have a younger brother that lives there. So.
I mean, he's not even old enough to drive yet.
No, I know, but I mean,
so I don't know what's going to happen with him.
It will be interesting, but I agree with you. I think your life would have been completely different being raised in a house that teaches hate against people that are different and uses violence as a form of discipline and all that.
Right.
So, anything else you want to say about being raised the way you were?
No. I mean, that's
So what do you think about it when gay marriage got legalized?
Those are some pretty good questions. I also was pretty surprised it got legalized, like, especially so soon like it did, but I was also thinking that it probably would happen like when y'all were really old or dead. So
yeah,
I didn't think it was probably realistic even in high school. I didn't think it was a real, mm-hmm. Like I graduated high school in 2011 and it was legalized in 2015, but I mean even in high school it didn't seem realistic.
Oh no.
When it started it seemed to go quick once the decision was made. I was
shocked
at how quickly it happened.
It just all took the states to start breaking with the federal government and just legalizing it, which I guess is what's happening with marijuana now.
Exactly. That needs to be legalized too.
Yeah, well, you're still in Tennessee.
We'll just end there. We think marijuana should be legal too. It's ridiculous it's not. Just do one from our marriage. Was me, you, and